This is Rhema for Today.
Well, the neighbor farmer, just to aggravate him, he'd turn his cows out into his corn patch, do different things. He'd go put them up, He'd want to argue religion. One day he saw him just turn his cattle into his field, purposely. He got them out, went over and see him, said, "Now, I've put up with it long enough. I've seen you. I saw you turn them in there yourself." Claimed before they got out. Fellow said, "Oh, there's nothing to you and nothing to that, not a thing in the world to it. All of that business has been done away with. You folks don't have anything." This fellow said, "You know what I think I'm going to do?" He said, "What?" He said, "I'm going to whip you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." And he gave that fellow a whipping. He went to church with him the next night and got saved.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Integrity of God's Word. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Right on the other hand, the same thing's true in forgiving yourself. A lady said to me in Fort Worth, Texas, one time after one of the morning teaching sessions, "Brother Hagin, may I speak to you?" I said, yes, you may speak to me. She said, I want you to pray for me. Well, I said, "What for?" She said, "Well, now," she said, "I've been saved for 8 years, filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, a little over seven, just a little while after I was baptized. I've been teaching a Sunday school class for about seven, almost 8 years here in this church." Well, by looking at her, I could tell that she must be a lady somewhere in the vicinity of 36 to 40 years of age. She said, "Now, my husband and I, you know, I was married for a good many years before I was ever saved. And I got saved, baptized the Holy Ghost. My husband's still not saved, but he's a fine man. And I love him with all my heart, and he loves me. And he never has had any excesses, said he never did have the tobacco habit. Once in a while, he'd take a drink. Now, I don't mean he ever got drunk. He just might take one drink. That's about it. But one time he came in, just here a while back, he came in from work, you see, in the afternoon, and he stopped by and had a drink, and actually had two drinks, but it didn't affect. But he came in acting like he's drunk, just putting on, you know, with her. And she said, "Before I got saved, I was awful high-tempered. Oh, man, you talk about temper. And all these 8 years, I've never lost my temper, not with him or anybody else. But when he came in acting like that, before I knew it, I blew my top." Sort of like a Baptist preacher down in Texas. He said he was having a street meeting years ago during Depression Day. You know, streets is full of people. Depression Day, people standing around couldn't work, you know. He's having a tent meeting, Southern Baptist. He's having a tent meeting there in that town, sponsored by several Baptist churches, and some more churches got in on sort of a citywide meeting, like, you see. But they had this special meeting. They got permission, you know, from the city, and down on the courthouse square, there's going to have this special service, you know, and there's, I guess, really thousands of people. And so he got to preaching. Well, he preached a great sermon. He's a great preacher. God bless him. He's anointed by the Spirit. There's no doubt in my mind about what he had to baptize in the Holy Ghost, spoke the tongue, because he told about his experience, and he said, somebody said, "Why, brother, did you speak with tongue?" He said, "I may have. I spoke something I never spoke in before." Amen. And so probably that was it. But he's a high-tempered fellow. I don't care if you're saved and baptized the Holy Ghost, you know. If you still got your same physical nature you had, you know. You're going to get a new body one of these days, but you got to keep the flesh under, you know. And so he had preached. I know the fellow. I know him personally. I know, you know, he's going to be with the Lord now, but I know something about it. And after he had preached, you see, and people standing around, you know, a fellow walked up to him. "And preacher, I want you to know something." "Well," he said, "what?" "I don't believe a word you said." "Well," he said, "that don't matter whether you believe it or not," said, "it's so." And this fellow cursed him. Said, "There isn't any God," said, "he's using God's name in vain," you see. "Well," he said, "something here come up here about to my Adam's apple," and I pushed it back down. This fellow just trying to pick something, the devil in him, you see. And he said, "I don't believe it," said, "the Bible's not true. You preachers are just out for money. They ought to put all of you in jail, burn every church down." that come up right past my Adam's apple in the top of my head. And when I came to myself, I was right down the middle of him, just beating him in the face. They pulled me off of him. Of course, it's right on the courthouse square. You're going to arrest the preacher for fighting? That fella got up and said, I apologize for everything I said. I'm sorry. It just takes that sometimes to help some people. I'm not advocating that. Are you listening to me? I know a fella down in East Texas, Assembly of God pastor. This is a true story. I knew him personally. He's going to be with the Lord. He started preaching. He is just a farmer, you know, preaching on the side. He finally went into full-time ministry, early days of Pentecost. And his neighbor farmer was Church of Christ. Well, the neighbor farmer, just to aggravate him, he'd turn his cows out into his corn patch, do different things. He'd go put them up, He'd want to argue religion. One day he saw him just turn his cattle into his field, purposely. He got them out, went over and see him, said, "Now I've put up with it long enough. I've seen you. I saw you turn them in there yourself." Claimed before they got out. Fellow said, "Oh, there's nothing to you and nothing to that. Not a thing in the world to it. All of that business has been done away with. You folks don't have anything." This fellow said, "You know what I think I'm going to do?" He said, "What?" He said, "I'm going to whip you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." And he gave that fellow a whipping. He went to church with him the next night and got saved. Now, I don't advocate that. Don't misunderstand. But that really happened. You know, one church I pastored, Full Gospel Church, we had a fella, he is in the body, you know, repairing car bodies, you know, and they got a lot of machinery since then. This is way back there in the 40s, you're operating on, you know, and that fella, you talk about an arm, you know, he'd hammer out metal, you know, and he's a little bit short fella, but before he got saved, he is in the underworld down in Dallas. He's in the underworld. And he got saved and got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in Bethel Temple. And he'd moved out of Dallas purposely to get away from up here to a small town, put in this business of, you know, car repair and body work and all that, you know. Well, now he became superintendent. He's my Sunday school superintendent, you see. And his daughter was going with a fella. She was only 16 or 17. Well, she's 16 first. And this family didn't have a good name at all. So he talked to her. And he thought they'd broke up. But at 17, she run off and married this fella. Well, they lived out of town in the country. The man had killed a fella. The dad had killed a fella. He got by with that. These three boys, now you think about this. These three boys would go into a town of 1,500, walk down the street, push everybody off the street, go to the drugstore, turn over the counters. The law wouldn't try to handle them. It's just tough. They'd send the squad cars out of McKinney, two or three loads of deputy sheriff to corral them. In a little town where I pastored, they'd walk down the street, everybody get off the sidewalk, including the law, and the constable with a gun on his hip. Go in the drugstore and just turn over a counter over. People was afraid of him. They said, "You're kidding, she married one of those guys." Well, they got into a fuss out there in the country. And at the supper table, and the old man got mad, got fussed with the old lady and kicked the dining room table over, set the house on fire. And of course, this girl wasn't used to that, and she ran, I don't know how many miles, into town and just fell on the front porch. Brother Smith told me when I went there to pastor, he said, and I knew people all over town honored him greatly. But he said, I had to put her to bed. She stayed in bed for a month. She had a nervous breakdown. The doctor said, "Don't let her go back to that fella." I said, "Well, I don't believe in divorce and remarriage, but no, he's killing yourself." He said, "It'll kill her." So after she'd stayed in bed for a month, hospital part of time and then bed for a month, and you understand now she wasn't a Christian. She didn't get saved after and filled with the Spirit. So Brother Smith said, let's just go out there and then get your clothes. "Oh, Daddy," she said, "they'll kill you. That's what they'll do. They'll kill you." Oh, no, she didn't know really his background, but he had... These fellas was little pigamism, what he'd been used to. So he told me, he said, "I went out there and I didn't wait to open the door, just kicked the door in, stepped inside, you know, stepped with my back to the wall so they couldn't get to me. And I said, Laverne, go in there and get your things. I said, we've come after Laverne's things. Don't get anything except what's yours. And here this old lady is who cussed her husband out, and she's the one that kicked the table over and set the house on fire because it just had a lamp out there, you see. Said, well, Mr. Smith, don't the Bible say something about divorce? See, folks know about that, but they don't know anything about cussing and lying and cheating, stealing and killing and setting houses on fire. Yeah, he said, I don't believe in it no more than I do believing in cussing and kicking the table over. But you just can't afford to lose your life, you know, over something. So this old man, two of the other boys wasn't present then, said, we'll get you. He said, that's all right, don't bother about that. So this other boy that was so tough came in, right down the street from where I live. He came rushing in with his car, throwed all brakes on in front of Brother Smith's house, jumped out of the car cussing top of his voice. Everybody could hear him all over that end of town. Two blocks away where I lived, you can hear him. Come on out here, you got by with Dad and the two brothers, but you won't get by with me. So Brother Smith just walked out there. People's out on the front porch are looking, you know. He said, son, I'm saved, baptized, the Holy Ghost, speak the other tongues, Sunday school superintendent down at Full Gospel Church, and don't believe in fighting. But he said, if you jump on me, I'm going to do my best to get you off of me. And if you know anything about any God anywhere, you better pray I don't hurt you in the process. He wanted the neighbors to hear, you see. And that boy said, Mr. Smith, I can't afford to fight. He said, I'm already in trouble. And I get in it again, I'm really going to get in. I can't afford to fight. So Brother Smith said, I know it. You're just like your dad and those two brothers. You got a yellow streak down your back a yard wide. You know what happened? I'm going to tell you what happened. You know what happened? In my church, that was Saturday, my church Sunday night, those three boys was in there and came to the altar. Wanted Brother Smith to pray with them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Knowing God as Your Father. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, Listen to Your Heart. Last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book entitled Obedience and Finances. All these items at the special price of $30. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Cyber sale coming up July the 8th through the 9th.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday, 50% off of all of Faith Library items.
Yeah, it starts at 12:01 on Monday night, 12:01 a.m. Monday night.
That's right.
And ends at 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday night. 50% off on Faith FLP. That stands for Faith Library Publications.
You know, and this is a good time actually to start Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah.
These are great stocking stuffers for people. And so go right now on July the 8th and 9th and do that.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.